News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Psychotherapy bodies have warned that new minimum training standards set by the regulator will be dangerous for patients. And Belinda Moller, chair of the Irish Council for Psychotherapy, joins us. Good morning to you, Belinda. Explain what's changed and why you consider this a risk to patients for people listening who don't know anything about this.
Yeah, well, the Irish Council for Psychotherapy have worked towards state regulation for 35 years, wanting the highest possible quality standards for clients and for the public. CORU, the independent state body for regulating the health and social care professions, recently published their standards of proficiency and criteria for approving training programmes. But we are very, very afraid, disappointed and shocked that this will result in improperly trained psychotherapists without having the experience of personal therapy and close clinical supervision in their training and weaving it into their practice, which are stalwarts for the whole of a career. Personal therapy and close clinical supervision are essential capacity building competencies and practices that safeguard the client. Not alone that, in the future psychotherapists will be out of line with the current standards of training and practice that Ireland has fought for and shares with Northern Ireland, with the UK and 43 European Union countries, raising huge issues around cross-mobility and the ability of future psychotherapists to be able to work abroad, not least our colleagues in the north of Ireland people who may want to work up there.
We did ask CORU for a response to this, and they said there are actually no statutory standards in Ireland, and the European standards, and they've put that in inverted commas, that have been reverted to are also voluntary industry guidelines as opposed to anything on a legal footing. They're basically saying that these are all guidelines and therefore it's okay.
Voluntary guidelines that 43 countries and hundreds of professional bodies have signed up to across the legal, truly regulated.
Okay, so you're not swayed by that argument. In terms of the lowering of standards, what has changed? This is to do with the fact that psychotherapists no longer have to engage in supervision, no longer have to engage in personal therapy.
Currently, we have these standards in place with the high standards of personal therapy that every psychotherapist has to undergo. You know, Ciara, you would not want someone you love to go into therapy with a therapist who has never actually experienced personal therapy themselves. We would say this is equivalent to a newly qualified doctor being asked to do intricate surgery. So the important part of it is that the trained psychotherapists in the future, not currently, are fully and properly equipped with these core competencies and capacities to be able to look after clients, to be able to have the quality circle that is provided with close clinical supervision with a qualified supervisor when they are confronted with challenges, with concerns, with suicide threats, with many, many aspects of the work that therapists do.
And Belinda, maybe lastly, so are you calling on these standards, that these new standards that have been brought in that you feel are not stringent enough, to be changed?
We are calling on the Minister for Health, who has power under the Health and Social Care Act 2005, to absolutely change these standards and to include these components in it. In addition, also, practice placements hours have been reduced by 150% from CORU's own original draft figures, which we don't understand. And much of it, we don't understand why this has happened. We think possibly that the view is that psychotherapists can be regulated from a generic template along with other professions. But we would argue that there are profession-specific standards are really non-negotiable.
Look, thank you very much for joining us. I'm afraid we will have to leave it there, Belinda, but thank you very much for joining us on that this morning. That is Belinda Moller there, the chair of the Irish Council.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.